Christ, today we celebrate one of the biggest feasts in our liturgical calendar. We are celebrating and glorifying God for the gift of Holy Spirit He gave His children. And today we see and we can recall this action of Holy Spirit in lives of many people. We can recall apostles who, after receiving Holy Spirit, they preached so with so huge power that thousands were brought to Christ to believe in Christ. We see this power of Holy Spirit in life of martyrs who loved Christ so much that they were not hesitate to offer and sacrifice even own life for Him and for the truths He taught us. We celebrate Holy Spirit who was visible and His power visible in the life of those who spend life in service to others, in lives of those who live pure life, holy life, and they touched many people. We celebrate this power of Holy Spirit which change and transform life of millions of people. But when we think about this, we should come to, and usually we, if we are serious, we come to question which we give to ourselves. Why it is that this power of Holy Spirit is not so visible in my life? We see all these examples of His presence and transformation, but then we ask why it is that it is not in my life in the same way. And this is a good question because we know that through chrismation, God gave us the same gift of the Holy Spirit. When after our baptism we were anointing and we were given through this anointing this gift of Holy Spirit with all His gifts, how it is that we don't have these gifts or we don't experience these mighty gifts? And problem is not in God because He gives everything in generosity. Problem is in us because Holy Spirit cannot act if He's blocked. He cannot act if we put barrier for His power. And we have to admit that we do this many times. And many times we don't realize that. So what we are supposed to do to unblock Holy Spirit in our life, to remove each barrier which causes that we don't experience this power of Holy Spirit in our lives. And there is a really easy, not advice or instruction how to do this. And some comes from words of Jesus Christ we heard today, that if somebody is thirsty, should come to Him and he gives him that this living water, and He was talking about Holy Spirit. And this is easy advice and we all can follow that. So let's talk a little bit about this advice. What does it mean? If somebody is thirsty, it means if somebody has this desire for God, desire for wholeness of life. This really, that heart in on fire for God and wants to follow God this whole life. This desire is this thirst and hunger we should keep in our life all time. If there is a day when in my heart is not this desire, but this real desire which pushes me to come closer to God, if there's a day when we don't keep this desire in our heart, we are wasting this day. It should be always present. This desire for God, it is this direction of our mind that it makes that goal of my life to reach salvation, to enter to heavenly kingdom, to be with God forever. This desire is this thirst and hunger. Christ was talking about that. And what did we said? Who has this desire, who has this thirst, should come to him. And this is a little bit tricky. We say, well, we are here. We don't leave Christ. We believe in Christ. But when we read gospel, we understand what Christ means by these words, to come to him, to follow him. When he says these words, he says, he's talking about keeping his words, keeping his commandments, keeping his, fulfilling his instruction for life. It's not enough to choose to say that, well, I believe you in Christ. If it is not followed with this movement in my life, movement which is, the direction is marked by commandments, instruction, his words. And he said, if you do this, if you have this desire for me, and you come closer to me by keeping my word, I will give you living water, Holy Spirit. And in this movement, in this state of heart, and this is our movement toward Christ through keeping his commandments, we are removing all barriers, and we are able to receive Holy Spirit. But there is one thing necessary, but it's connected with keeping commandments, this humility of heart. If I see myself as wise, smart, that I know everything, if I see myself as just, who doesn't need forgiveness, God's grace, if I see myself in this way, if I don't have a humble heart, nothing happens. But if I remove all these blocks, God will fill us with living water, as he called Holy Spirit. There is one story, old story, but it describes this movement, this mechanism for receiving Holy Spirit. The story says about one Russian bishop many, many, many years ago who learned that there's an island which belongs to his eparchy, and this small island is, there are like three men who live on this island, nobody else. And people say about them, they are monks. And he said, well, I didn't establish any monastery there. I never blessed anybody of these monks to be monks. How can they do this? So he decided to go on this island to inspect what they are doing. So he took boat with some people. He came to this island and he really found three men, very poorly clothed, because they never left the island. And he started to ask them, who you are? And they said, well, we try to be monks. So that Bishop learned that those three men were three friends when they were like very young age, almost teenagers. They decided to become holy. They decided to be with Christ. They decided to live only for God. So in their mind, because they were reading all these stories about holy people and monks, and so they decided to leave the world. They chose this island and they lived there like from the time. Bishop was impressed. And then he asked, okay, and do you pray? And, oh yeah, all time, we pray. And he asked, so what do you pray? And they said, well, we know only one prayer. Bishop said, well, it's not enough. What kind of prayer? So they told him, we pray to God in these words. You are three. We are three. Have mercy on us. You are three. We are three. Have mercy on us. And Bishop was horrified. He said, what kind of prayer it is? It's not good prayer. At least I will teach you correct prayer. And he spent like whole day teaching them Our Father how to say this. And then he said, well, okay, if you used to live this, but at least say prayer correctly. And he entered the boat, and when they were like half mile from that island, he noticed that three men were running towards him, walking on the surface of the sea. And they were crying, stop, stop, stop. So they stopped. They evidently saw a miracle. And Bishop asked, what is happening? And they said, you have to stop before God the prayer. You have to teach us again. And Bishop, seeing that there are simple but pious life, because that they are so filled with Holy Spirit that they are able to do miracles, he gave them blessing and say, go back and pray as you prayed before, live as you lived before. Who knows if this story is true or not, but this story shows us something. What this man did in their life, they had this desire for God. So huge desire that they were trying to follow his words completely. So they left everything in order to follow him. They left the world just to be with God. And in this humility of heart, this humble heart, they pray this not perfect prayer in faith that God can hear them. And they were filled in their simplicity with this Holy Spirit, which caused them, gave them even ability to walk on surface of the sea. In our life, there can be a lot of miracles caused by power of Holy Spirit. If we start to fulfill this simple instruction, how to remove blocks for God to be present in our life. And it is so easy to keep in heart desire for God, to follow Christ through his commandments with humble heart. It's so simple. It's so simple to receive these effects of power of Holy Spirit in our life. It's so simple, but not easy. But it's worthy to try it every day. Amen.